Hello, guys, and welcome to this episode of the Member Only Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to be going through the survey results. So I run a survey back in February and just talking about some of the things that have come up, talk about some of the things I'm going to start implementing to answer some questions or some additional features that people suggested, and just give you a bit of an overview of that whole the results from the survey. Because I've done surveys before with websites I'm a member of or companies that I use, and you don't hear anything back. You kind of spend 5 minutes filling it in. You're like, well, that's gone. Are they actually going to implement that? How are they going to use that information? So as you know, you guys, I'm really transparent and I want to tell you exactly how I'm going to use that information and give a bit of an overview as well. I think it will help you guys to know what most people are doing at beginning of time career, the time they're spending on the website, what things they're looking at, that kind of stuff. So let's dive straight into it. I'll give you a bit of an overview about the survey results. So the majority of people that answered the survey, so there's around about 40 people, have been a member of beginning guitar career for 12 months plus. They joined Beginner Guitar Academy because they wanted to become a better guitar player and develop their skills. They wanted to learn from a structured method. And over 90% are extremely satisfied, which is awesome. 50% of the members visit the site daily, with the other half around about 2 to 3 times a week. Majority of people use a desktop or a laptop, with the next, which is about 20% of people, use tablet. And then the least was mobile, which was surprising because I thought a lot of people would use their phone. And 90% of people are extremely likely to recommend. Now, the reason that some people weren't happy to recommend it or weren't extremely satisfied, the majority because they hadn't used the website long enough. So they're on their 14-day trial and they haven't really tested out. They haven't really got a feel for it yet. So that's good as well. And that was kind of the overview. So I think that's quite interesting for people to hear of how often people are using the website. So a lot of people do log in every day, but that's half. Most people are 2 to 3 times a week. Some people are fortnightly. It depends, obviously, how people are using the website. Some people use it just going through the classes, and that's what they really focus on. They want that structured approach. They don't really go out of the classes. Whereas some people spend the majority of the time in the workshops, in the community, the songs, the riffs, kind of the extra bits and pieces. The beginning guitar can be constructed from the G4 guitar method, and that is the core classes. That's the core syllabus of 5 levels. But as I find teaching the G4 guitar method, there's ways we can build on top of it. There's not really holes, but for instance, we introduce the 12-bar blues and then we go on to something else. We go on to a different skill where actually it's like, okay, so there's a 12-bar blues. It'd be cool if I learned how to play that in different keys and maybe how I could improvise over top of that. Hence why we have the workshop section. I have the beginning rhythm guitar workshop. I have the beginning lead guitar workshop, which are kind of extensions from where we introduce that concept in the main method. You'll find that all the way through. We talk about E minor pentatonic scale on level 1. There's a workshop on E minor pentatonic scale on how to use it. We talk a little bit about improvisation. There's a workshop how to go to that next level. So that's the idea of the workshops. It takes you to that next level. You find something in the method and you think, oh, that sounds cool. I'd like to learn more about that. You can in the workshops. So that's how to kind of use that. And the songs and riffs, they're there as well as the quick tips, as well as the quick licks to kind of help you out when perhaps you're going through the classes and there's classes that are going to be a bit tricky. So if you look at something like level 3, that's quite a tough level. It's the longest level in the G4 method in regard to exercises. There's a lot of exercises in there. So it's going to take a while to get through it. And I'd not be surprised if a level takes a year plus. You could spend a lot of time. For instance, level 4, we bring the minor pentatonic scale. Now you could spend months really deep diving in the minor pentatonic scale, the different shapes of that, so you can build it across the neck, different players and how they use it, different solos. You could really deep dive, and I had a student that we did that for a whole year, just really deep dive into minor pentatonic scale. And that's just one part of level 4. So I don't want you guys to get disheartened when you're thinking, oh, I'm not getting through this. The class is like one a week. So I think somewhere I say this is like your weekly lesson. Now, I don't mean you should be taking one class a week. I mean, that's what I do with my students. I've mapped out the classes like a weekly lesson. We do the warm-up, we do the skills, and we finish the song. Some of those classes will probably take a month to get through. You might find one or two classes you're spending a month to get through it. That always gets a bit tedious. So then you go off and you look at some of the workshops, you look at some of the songs, just kind of mix up and make it a little bit more interesting, a bit more exciting. But I normally recommend working through a few classes at once. So you might do 3 or 4 classes because we rotate the skills. Each class will have a different skill in it. So I'd definitely recommend doing that to make it a bit more interesting. So that's how most people go through the website. So one of the things I asked was additional features, what you guys wanted, and the number one result was one-to-one lessons. I did see some people wrote more one-to-one support. Now, remember, you guys do get one-to-one support. I don't think it's always obvious, so it's pretty good to me to highlight now. We have the support bubble, where you can send me an audio, video, or text whenever you like. Now, that is unlimited, so I want you guys to think that you're bothering me if you send me through video. I'd rather you did that. I had a guy just recently pause his membership because he was trying to record his level assessment. I was getting frustrated. So I'd rather you guys came to me and said, right, I'm getting frustrated in my level assessment. Can you help me out a little bit, rather than just pausing? Because when you pause, you put down the guitar, you spend a few weeks away from it, chances are you probably won't pick it up again. Or when you do, you find you've lost some of the skills and you get more frustrated than you were in the first place because you got rusty. So I'm here to help you guys. I don't want you just kind of quitting when it's something we can work together and help you over that hurdle and keep you on that journey, rather than you just quitting and you find then the guitar just goes in the cupboard and then you kind of don't go to it again. So yeah, I'm here to help you guys. So support bubble is the best way of doing that. In the community, you can tag me into any post there, and obviously other members can then give their take on it. We have the clubs feature as well in the community, where you can be in the same area as all the people, the same club even, as everyone on that level. So you know when you ask a question there, people are level 3 that can see it and they're going to answer it. There's also a private messaging feature in the community as well. So if you want to do it, you can ask me through that as well. So there's all these different ways. But the most important thing is you have unlimited support. You can ask me a question whenever you like. This isn't something like Guitar Tricks, True Fire, or Fender Play. No, most people do have now this option of one-to-one support, but they have limitations. So one of those, I can't remember which one it was now off the top of my head, you can only ask one question a month, or you have to pay extra. So that is obviously not the case of Beginner Guitar Community. So use that feature. We're the only website that has unlimited support. So yeah, take advantage of it. Or the only one unlimited support at that price. But I did have a few people asking for private lessons. So that is a feature I'm going to be introducing. So one-to-one lesson where you can jump on Zoom and you've got me to yourself for that amount of time, where you can work on a particular thing you're struggling with. We can work on something outside the syllabus. So a good thing to talk about here probably is what the one-to-one support Beginner Guitar Queen kind of covers. So I had a student ask me if I can help them out with a song, and I said yes, not really knowing what they wanted. They wanted me to transcribe a solo for the song. Now that is out above and beyond Beginner Guitar Queen. Now if that's outside of the syllabus, that's probably not a song I know. So I've got to work it out. I've got to sit there, listen to it, transcribe it for you guys. That'll probably take half an hour, 45 minutes, probably an hour to, you know, write it all out, make sure the room's correct and that sort of stuff. That is above the syllabus because, or that is above, sorry, the support. Because obviously of 130 members, if every member asks me every month of a song they want transcribed, that's 130 hours I've got to find extra to obviously do that. So that is above support. The unlimited support that I give you guys is stuff like I'm struggling with the chords, struggling with this, can you help me out this rhythm, that kind of thing. But I am going to be bringing in the option that you can book a one-to-one lesson with me for obviously an extra price. That was the most requested additional feature for Beginner Guitar Queen, is to have one-to-one support. So you can jump on a lesson, sorry, one-to-one private lessons, I should say. We've got the one-to-one support, but private lessons goes obviously a bit more in depth for what you want to look at. That could be stuff in our syllabus, that could be stuff outside it. That could be, I want a practice schedule, can you design me one? Something like that. Or, you know, transcribing a solo, that would kind of hit that. So, and we can then work through your private lesson going through the solo. So I'll be announcing that probably next week. So you could book that. That was a number one additional feature I got asked for. So that's something we're going to be bringing in. The next additional feature was more song lessons. Obviously, we've got the songs. I do a song lesson every month. I didn't last month because I was working on some of the back end stuff for the website. So a couple of months I don't. So obviously it takes time to do songs and recording and stuff. So I go a bit light some months on the content I bring out because I'm working on some other stuff. Annoyingly, some of that stuff you don't see because it's back end stuff. It might be marketing stuff. So you don't get to see it. But yes, there is a song lesson every month. I'm going to be going through and updating a lot of the older songs as well, because it's not on par with what I want for you guys. Scrolling tab is something I've been introducing, and backing tracks, that will eventually be available for all the songs. The songs I've picked are normally because of the songs that I use for certain levels, because they work on certain skills. So they're not just songs I kind of pick out the hat. They're songs that I thought about and I used for students at that level, Beginner Guitar Coming. So they're worth going back, you know, kind of bring up to the level that the newer songs are, with the backing tracks, with the play-alongs, and some of them from way back are using my old setup, which don't look so good. So yeah, there are going to be more songs, so keep an eye out for that. A greater variety of backing tracks I got, that backtrack section I just threw up because we had the riffs I did in the quick riff section, so you can get some blues riffs on your fingers. Then I'll put some blues tracks so you can put them into use, basically. But yeah, I will be adding more tracks to that and adding some, as I say, not really competitions, but kind of giving you guys a bit of a challenge, shall we say, of using some of these backtracks to come up with a solo and that kind of stuff as well. Someone asked for play along scrolling tab. You know, something I've been introducing now into the songs. So that is there already. And it's going to be, you know, coming out with other songs and all the way through the classes as well. That will be for every song we do in the classes. So you'll get that. So you can slow it down and you can speed up. I don't know perhaps why you'd want to speed up, but you can do. But you can see the scrolling screen over the tab, so you know exactly when you should play it. That's also going to help with structure. It's going to help making sure you're in time. So yep, that'll be rolling out over all the classes soon. A lot of people ask for an app. That'll maybe be something that will come later on. From seeing the server results, most people are using the website on their laptops, they're using it on desktop, and they're using it on the iPad as well. Now, the website is responsive, so it will go down to those smaller screens and should look pretty good. The main thing, I suppose, the community, if you open the community, if you open the website as well, just on Safari or, you know, Google Chrome, whatever you're using on your phone, click on the little box with the arrow coming out of it. It gives you options to save it and that sort of thing. You can save it to the home screen. So it gives you like an icon, like an app. You click that and it just opens it like an app. If you are using like a password chain or something like that, where it saves the password on your device, you can just, you know, click the button. It'll fill in all the fields there and click login and you're straight into the website. So it's super quick and simple. So it's kind of like an app when you do that. I do that for when I'm on my mobile, looking at the community. Super easy, guys. So that's a way of doing that. I've been thinking about an app. The benefit of that, I think, would be having, obviously, notifications like that. There might be some more functionality. You could bring in an app that we can't necessarily bring into the website so easily. So it'll be something I'll be looking at, definitely. Next, we'll talk about site issues. So some of the problems that people are finding. We had website loading speed, video playback, login process. So I'm going to bring in someone to work through that kind of back-end stuff. You know, that is definitely not my forte. I'm a guitar teacher. I know a little bit about design and I can put together a website, which I've done obviously being a guitar company. But, you know, I know enough to build it, but not enough to diagnose these problems. So someone will be coming on to do that in the next couple of months and that will speed things up. I have been looking at different platforms as well. That probably won't happen for a little while because, you know, if we're moving platform, that takes away from building the content, which is, there's still stuff to be done. So I don't want to be doing that yet. But yeah, I'm aware of that, guys. I've heard your issues. I'll be looking at ways to speed that sort of stuff up. The problem with video playback, it's a third-party person. We do it through Vimeo. So we embed those onto the website. So a lot of that is Vimeo. It's going to obviously be a lot of facts as well of where you are in the world, the servers it goes through, all that kind of stuff. What you're using to view it, what kind of browser, what version, all that kind of stuff, your processing speed. There are a lot of variables that I can't control. But there are some I can do to help that. So I'm going to make the website as optimized as I can to eliminate from my end those problems you'll have. But there might be some problems you get just from the device you're using and, you know, your broadband and that kind of stuff. Next we'll talk about is easy fixes, the stuff you guys have said, which will be kind of imminent. That I'll be changing in, if I haven't already, in the next sort of few weeks. And one was a little link that, when you clicked on, I think it was a dashboard for level 4 where it says resume where you are or the percentage, it went to level 3. Now it's just an oversight of me when I've kind of copy and pasted the code to do that and then haven't changed out where it takes you to. That now has been resolved. So that is sorted. So that was an easy one. You know, I literally did that when I saw that. Understanding what levels are considered intermediate and beginner, someone said. So intermediate will take you up to level 3. Once you hit level 4, level 5, you're a beginner. And once you hit level 5, then you go into advanced. So that's an easy one to say. Because when we hit level 4, I give you exam songs. If you can do those exam songs, that is grade 4. In level 5, we do grade 5 exam songs. 4 and 5 are intermediate. As soon as you hit 6, 7, 8, that's advanced level. You'll probably find as you hit level 3, you might still feel like a beginner. As I say, level 3 is the biggest level. It has 2 progress checks, has an assessment. And we finish it looking through Man Who Sold the World. If you can play Man Who Sold the World, it's got lead playing, so you're playing like a solo. It has got a guitar solo in it. It has like a scale run as well through the chorus. Has chords. If you can get through that, has partial bar chords, then you know you are that intermediate level at that point. That's an intermediate song. So that's my answer to that. You're intermediate once you get you probably won't feel it going through level 3, but definitely at the end you will. As soon as you hit level 4, we start doing, you know, Sweet Child of Mine and stuff like that. You're going to feel that you are hitting that high level, definitely when you hit that. Someone actually, I've heard this a few times now. Someone's asked me for more info on myself, why I started playing and bands and stuff like that. I did an episode on the podcast way back when about the story of Beginner Guitar Academy. I think I'll just be a little bit more, because I tend to ask questions to you guys every week about what your favorite band is, your practice setup was kind of the two recent ones. And then I don't answer those questions because I go off and kind of get lost in other stuff I'm doing. So just me answering that questions will probably give you a bit more insight about me and kind of what stuff I like. I'm sure you've got kind of the base of that anyway. You know, blues rock is kind of my style that I like. You know, I've been playing now for 25 years, been teaching for about 20. Over that, I've been teaching in schools. I've been teaching in private and public schools. I've taught a room with like 50 people in. I've been playing in bands where I've taught in, I was going to say stadiums. It was kind of a stadium, but it wasn't. It was kind of the room in there. Which I think the most people I've played to. Definitely a few hundred. I've played noisy, rowdy kind of New Year's gigs. I've played weddings. I don't do bands anymore because I want to focus on teaching. A lot of my friends kind of are performers and they're brilliant at performing, but they do teaching on the side. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to focus on teaching, hence why we got an awesome website like Beginner Guitar Academy. And my skills as a teacher, our rooms were developed. So I kind of decided to go more in that route. And my girls were born. I didn't want to be coming home, you know, late at night, 1 a.m, offloading all my equipment and stuff like that. Again, I have friends that perform at very high levels. They're playing. One of my guys was a guitar tech and he was on the same bill as Shania Twain and stuff like that, a gig in London. And another guy that I know was his guitar player for, I can't remember the name of the artist, but she was supporting Taylor Swift. So I have a lot of high level performance sort of friends. So I see kind of their life and I'm like, I do not want to be doing that. It is fun and, you know, it's cool to say, yeah, I'm playing, you know, on the same bill as like Taylor Swift and stuff. But yeah. It's a slog. It really is. Another question I got asked, and this is something I've been doing. This is something I've talked about quite a while ago now, and quite often it'll come up in like a Q&A, and I'll say, "Oh, that's a really good idea. We'll do that." It gets on the list, and then obviously it's just me, so it takes a while to get to it. But don't worry, guys, I will get to it eventually. And that is a compilation of all the songs that you guys are learning through the classes and contents as well. You know, the pain in the ass is if you want to work on a particular skill. And you get to the end of level, like a progress check or level assessment, I say, right, you need to work more on that, like your triplet rhythms. And you think, oh, where was that in the level? It's a bit of a ball ache to go back and find the class that I go through that. I have started writing out a PDF. It's hyperlinked. So the PDF, it says skill content. It has all the skills listed. It has what, you know, what they are. You click on that, it takes you straight to that class. So it's all hyperlinked. So if you're looking at a device, you just go straight to it. I've done the same with songs as well. So it'll say the songs you learn, you can print that off as a set list. I've written on there practice, performed, and perfected. So you can literally tick it off. So if you're practicing it, right, that's a skill, a song I'm kind of working on. If you performed it, what I mean by that is you play it to a backing track, you can play along with it. And perfected is where you go to that next level. When you can play a song along to a backing track, that is obviously a level, that's a performance level. But we want to go above that. You know, if you're in a band, the above that is you perfected it. You can play that song and you're happy to put in little fills. You're happy to put in little adjustments, little embellishments that you're not going to be happy if you're just performing it. You'll perform exactly as the tab states. You want to go a bit above that. And that's when you get to that perfection or perfect level where you can start putting in, you know, your own sort of feel on top of that. So, yeah, that's already happening. But end of next week, we'll probably have level 4 and level 5 is done, I think. Yeah, level 4 will be done. Part of this as well is doing the play-along tracks for every song as well. So that's why it's taking a little bit longer because I'm doing play-along tracks and back tracks for every song in the classes, guys. And that'll be rolling out the same time I'm doing this. That answers that one. That is kind of it. Oh, someone said it'd be good to have a reminder of some of the content. I'll start doing that again in the newsletter. I did have a section newsletter, which was kind of the archive stuff, which threw up like workshops and stuff like that that would be good to check out. And I think that was all of the things I had there, guys. So yeah, that was it. So a bit of a long episode. There's 20 minutes of me going through the survey, but I just wanted you guys to know that I am listening. Some of this stuff I've already sorted out. Some of this stuff is on the list because it's obviously more in depth, like the site issues. I've obviously got to bring someone in and pay them to look at that and kind of go through it. So I've got to find someone that's good to do that. So yeah, these are things that I've written down. So don't worry if I've not read out any of the things that you said. I have listened. They're just going to be a lot more in the future. So it's not worth talking about them now. They're 2 years or year, 2 years down the line. But hopefully that's given you some things to watch out for. Hopefully I've answered some of the questions you guys have submitted through the survey. So cool stuff down the way. Sort of like always, keep an eye on Beginner Guitar. We continue to evolve. And I want to make it the best place that I can for you. Apart from that, guys, have a fantastic rest of your week. And I'll chat to you in the community.